The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. All over the world in wild areas, there are scientists studying animals. Historically, most any kind of biomedical research involved fairly invasive methods of collecting samples. Animals had to be captured, blood had to be drawn, and at a minimum, it was often difficult and would alter the species' natural behavior. Today, however, there are emerging a wide variety of less invasive ways of obtaining an animal's DNA. With some species, things like fecal sampling provide adequate information. But with marine animals, this can prove difficult. However, it ends up that the fluid that spews out of the top of a dolphin or whale's head when it exhales can provide scientists with valuable genetic information, giving them an alternative to capturing them or shooting the animals with a retractable dart to collect small tissue samples. Although the cetacean's exhalation contains DNA, its actual makeup isn't entirely clear, although lung surfactant, which keeps these organs open and expanded, is likely to be the primary biological fluid. Lung cells are also likely to be present in the samples.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.